out. See the sun is showing town for only 50 cents.
Show begin. Hurry, hurry. Step right on in. What's up? It's Flint Town Boy. What's up, guys? A lot of stuff I gotta unpack. Some Blue Magic for you. That was Ashanti's, one of her favorite or her favorite group. Coming up, 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 18th, 2025. Real quick, wanted to go over some stuff real quick, because he's ready to talk about it, or he's talking about it now. The Black Authority, Jason Black, is talking about Joe Biden, prostate cancer, stage 4. See that, you know, hey, look. I'll never want to get on here I don't want to get on here and talk about cancer or diabetes or any of that. And diabetes, cancer, any cancer, dialysis, none of that, y'all. Cause that shit ain't no, you know, hell, we lost Chadwick Boseman to what was it also prostate or colon? Let's see, it might have been colon. Chadwick Boseman cause of death.
to St. Agnes Medical Center.
Okay, so he was colon cancer. So Chadwick Boseman was calling, and yeah, just
okay.
So I don't want to talk about that. So the fact that
puppy,
you know, yeah,
what a good wahoo! Hey.
Yeah. So.
Come on, you're a horse now. Okay, let's get you. Okay, let's go. Go to your snake chair. Come on, go to your snake chair. You know where to go. Come on, snake chair. Come on, puppy. Go to your snake chair. Hey, over here. Snake chair. Got some leftover tomato seeds there.
Dang.
Puppy! Yeah. What a good...
If you ever see a log like this floating on water, be cautious. It has a secret underneath. Meet the Gary.
Puppy!
So, yeah. Joe Biden has stage 4 prostate cancer. Remember the 94 crime bill? All those black men he locked up. That's why I didn't vote for his ass. That's the reason why I didn't vote for his bitch ass back in 2020. Sure didn't. Let's see. So Joe Biden has prostate. They say stage 4. Wow. How did they miss that in the damn president? That's crazy. Now this shit really scared the fuck out of you. Because prostate cancer, just like colon cancer, if you get it detected early, is very treatable. I think they could be bad if you let them go, but if you get them on time, they could be very, you know, it's a very curable cancer. How the fuck does Joe Biden, and I don't know, maybe black authority, but he don't usually just exaggerate. Maybe it's cancer colon, but not stage 4. And his stage 4, how the fuck did he get stage 4 as a president? They should have caught that early, and that's scary. Because supposedly, if you catch it early, you're supposed to be able to beat it. But damn, how the hell he get stage 4 if that's the case? He's a president. They should have caught that. So I don't want to say, ooh. But remember, that's karma, man. All those black men, young black males that he locked up, that's karma. I don't want to sit up there and say, hey, ooh, you know, sit up and laugh and joke about it. But, hey, that shit, you know, for real, man. Him, Bill and Hillary Clinton on that bullshit with that 94 crime bill. All them, I think, didn't Clinton have cancer or something? A few years ago, I thought I heard something like that. Shit, not, you know, karma is a bitch. Karma is a bitch, y'all. 9:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May the 18th, 2025. I don't care if all those racist-ass white supremacist piece-of-shit bastards die. Fuck all of them. Game 7 today, I dozed out on that game. I was on the phone with my friend. And her was talking, we was going to go to this bowling event that some co-workers were going to go to. I think it's a yearly thing. It's not sponsored by our job, by our employer, but it's co-workers within the company that go. So a lot of us go to support them. We didn't go. She had a headache. I just didn't want to go because it's hard to get me out of the house in the weekend. I keep telling people I work with the public, so I could become extroverted, but I am an introverted individual. When I get back to my house and close them doors, especially on the weekend, I don't need nothing but my flat screen TV in the living room. You know, my flat screen in the bedroom. You know, so a flat screen television, two of them, or maybe one of them, depending on which room I'm in for the weekend. So those two flat screens, two flat screen televisions, the one I have in my bedroom to make my monitor for my computer bigger, and then the one I have in the living room that I run my laptop off of. So that monitor that I have to run my desktop computer off of, I mean laptop, living room, flat screen television, and my all-in-one computer in my bedroom that I also run off a bigger screen in my bedroom. My recliner and my queen size bed. All right. That's all I need. And that's all I need is occasional cable. Definitely the internet and my smart TV. Going to YouTube, Pandora, and on my smart television. Going online on my all-in-one computer in my bedroom and my laptop in my living room. That's all I need is my TV, my computer, and my bed and my recliner, a shower, and some food. That's it. I don't need anything else. I don't need any people. Like I said, I just need some food. Physical food to eat and some drinks. Some candy and chips, because I love candy and chips. You know, I love, probably even more so than food. You got to eat food to live, but I'm pretty sure I love candy and chips and little sweets more than I do food, actual food. Did have hard shell tacos today and yesterday. Yeah, I had some sausage patties earlier today. Yesterday, I had some bacon and bread. You know, that bacon was greasy as fuck too. That bacon was real greasy. The longer I sat it on the bread, the more the bread turned into grease bread. I was like, man, bacon is greasy and it's full of salt. Not good for you. Tastes really good, but it's not good for you at all. And so I'm sitting there nodding out, but the final OKC, Oklahoma City, 125, Denver, 93, game 7. So we pick back up 2 days from now, Tuesday. I got a remote for that. A replacement remote control on this way. When should that be here? I haven't looked to see when the estimated time was. For one, I haven't even took down my order number. You need to do that. Yes, I do. not out for delivery. Oh, they said it should be here Monday by 10 p.m. So hopefully it comes a little late after I get off of work. Do you have a tracking number for that? Let's see. Okay, so this is probably an Amazon truck then. Yeah. Let's do this. I haven't made a tag for it yet. I'm behind, y'all. Shoot, I haven't ordered anything from Amazon in a little while. It's been about since December. Let's see. Let's go back here. Let's put down what we got. Yeah, I got a replacement remote for my television in the living room. So, be here tomorrow by 10. It's a white remote instead of a black one. So, let's look at this. Finished TNA up for this week. You know, I kept falling asleep doing a lot of that. Yeah. Got to watch Day Shift, which was good. And got to watch Den of Thieves, too. So, Day Shift was real good. With Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg. Really good. Really good shit, man. Yeah, Jamie Foxx was a vampire hunter. That shit crazy, man. Sound like Meg them bitch ass set Tory Lane up, man. Somebody tried to kill him. They punctured his lungs, but he lived. So that was good. It's just, man, it's getting bad out here, man. This shit crazy. This shit crazy, man. It never stops, man. It is just, this shit crazy. I don't know, tell you the truth, how much longer we got before, man. Because this shit cannot keep going on the way it's going on. It's just like Tory and Lanez, the way them two bitches set him up. Cause really, I think the other girl, Carrie Hilson, or whoever that other bitch was, shot him. Tory's DNA wasn't even on the damn gun, and they still gave him 10 years, and then just put all through the media like he just shot this bitch Megan, that stanky piece of shit Megan. Fuck Megan Thee Stallion, old stanky bitch. I can't stand Meg Thee Stallion's bitch ass. Fuck her. She crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. The amount of... just the amount of... the absolute amount of just, you talk about all out attack on black men. What happened to Tory Lanez with Meg the bitch ass stallion, and what's going on with Shannon Sharp? Then you got old boy that they said might have beat the one girl. What was her name? Shannon Sharp, like I said. Carmelo Anthony. P. Diddy. It's just, man, this shit is crazy. Crazy work going on. It's like I said, literally, we're living in a time where you got both both things are true. It has never been a better time to be a black man in America, and it's never been a worse time to be one. There's times where it was just as worse, but it's just like, man, I'm like, this shit is crazy. No, and one, no one group should have to, you got the, what's the name about to come out? Ain't the Consumer, had a Consumer came out this month? Damn, I'm talking out loud, man. But yeah, it's a Consumer. It's... about 418. I think they did take out the 18. Let's see. I don't know, man. Comcast took out on the 14. Just wait, just wait, yeah, just wait, yeah. Yeah, we'll just wait for the rest of it. That's the whole thing, man. So, like I was saying, Tuesday, Tuesday, the Western Conference Finals start. 2 days, Tuesday. It'll be Minnesota at OKC. That starts the Western Conference Finals. And then Wednesday, the Eastern Conference Finals, the Pacers and Knicks, a classic 90s into the 2000s. But the 90s into the 2000s, Knicks against the Celtics starts Wednesday, Eastern Conference Finals. And more, but this be more of a 2000 Oklahoma City versus Minnesota. You want to come out of them? Oh, that's easy. I want the Knicks in the East, and because remember now, the Knicks and Pacers didn't make it to the Eastern Conference. Well, Knicks, the Pacers made it last year. You know, I was just saying that to a coworker. Minnesota lost to the Dallas Mavericks last year in the Western Conference Finals. And the Indiana Pacers lost to the Boston Celtics. So Minnesota and Indiana are back where they got beat last year in the conference finals. And can the Pacers and Timberwolves make it to the NBA Finals this year? Well, ironically, both of them are road underdogs. I think the Pacers, I think this is the 2 and 3 seed because the 1 and 2 are gone. 1 and 2 were the two teams eliminated. The Pacers got rid of the one Celtic. No. The one was the Cavaliers. Pacers got rid of them. And the Knicks took out the second seed Celtics. So the 1 and 2 is gone. It's 3 versus 4. New York 3, Indianapolis 4. On the East and the West side, OKC was the number one. But Minnesota is not 2-3. Let me see something. Timberwolves were the 6th seed. So you got a 6th seed against the 1 seed. The 1 seed, Oklahoma City Thunder versus the 6 seed Timberwolves. And then in the East, like I said, you got the the number 3 versus the 4 seed. So really the only high seed left is the Thunder. They had the best record in the whole NBA, so they still in it. That's going to be tough for the Timberwolves. But I want Atman to get a championship. Matter of fact, like I said, I want the Timberwolves against the Knicks. You got the Timberwolves and Knicks. I don't know, because I want Edwards to win the championship. I want Cat to win one. I want Brunson. So, I don't know, man. It's been about 50 years. Or actually more. It's been over 50 years, ain't it? Yeah. It's another 50 years since the Knicks won a championship. And the Thunder, who used to be the Seahawks, ain't won since the 70s. The Knicks ain't won since the 70s. Minnesota, Indiana ain't never won. We got two teams that ain't never won, and two teams that ain't won since the 70s. Seattle Supersonics last NBA title. New York Knicks last NBA title. 73. So the Knicks ain't won since 73. And OKC, who used to be Seattle Supersonics, ain't won since 79. 173 and 179. God dang. Then you got the, like I said, the Pacers and the Wolves. Ain't either one of them never won. So this is this is going to be a good year for any one of the four of these teams. So 52 years for the Knicks. Forty-six for the Thunder / Sonics. for the Knicks. And never for the Wolves or the Pacers. So it's gonna be interesting. That's why you kind of hope to get the Pacers and Timberwolves, both dogs. Because if both dogs get in there, and you get the Timberwolves and the Pacers, you'll get your first NBA championship in the franchise history. So it'll be pretty cool. So yeah, you got the Carmelo Anthony case going on. Man, like I say, you got the Lionel Shannon Sharp, Lionel P. Diddy. Shit crazy, man. Shit crazy. Everybody out there lying on black men getting money. You know, it's we live in a fucked up society, man. This is a bitch ass fucked up society, anti-black, anti-male. This shit crazy, man. This is a fucked up society we live in, man. Any man or any black person that will say they're okay but living in this demonic ass society, you're a fucking idiot. You are a fucking idiot.
Argument. They got you thinking that they're only standing on one side when in reality, they've positioned themselves so that they benefit no matter which side of the argument is promoted. Elon Musk, if you want to get rid of all the illegals, Elon is for it. If you want to bring in illegals, Elon is for it. If you want to raise taxes, Elon is for it. If you want to lower taxes, Elon is for it. He's got a strategy or a lane that he is willing to support where that's concerned. He's all for you raising taxes so long as he gets to decide and control how you raise them. So he's willing to take both sides of the argument. And that's the system that you are in. So you see who is controlling and running things. Joe Biden, white supremacist archfiend, who was moving, not behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes, when he came into office in 2020 and told black folk, we need to be getting behind Latinos. What he meant was that he was going to put us behind Latinos, what he meant. No, we haven't forgotten anything. First order of business for him was, what are we going to do for Asians? What are we going to do for LGBT? What are we going to do for illegal aliens? Every move, every step, every disastrous footfall that he made was targeting us, specifically targeting us. So I've never been one to dance on nobody's grave. But what I will say, Joe Biden, is that you had decades to redeem yourself and you declined every opportunity. You came into this world the villain. You did everything you could to become the chief villain. So I am not going to pretend that you are something other than what you are. Not going to do that. You have had every opportunity to redeem yourself and become a decent human being, and you passed on every chance.
Too quiet? Boost your volume by up to 600% with Load Max. Install in seconds, just add it to Chrome. Up to 600% loud.
Something else, that this is not accidental. This is the part that you need to accept and embrace. This is not accidental. Joe Biden has known that he was ill for a while, people, and I've taught you this about white supremacy. In white supremacist society, see, understand, we talked about this last night, they are disciplined, they are on code. If they gonna go out, they gonna try to take as many of us with them as they can.
What is going on, yeah. Good people? Got to give the people in the house. Give the people what they want. Got to give the people in the house. Give the people what they want.
What is he doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, oh, I got a next video coming out. Oh, you gonna love that. But right now, Michael Jordan has returned. The prodigal son has returned. Let's get into that. Tired of all the Diddy talk. Let's get into some sports. Get back to the sports. Now, Michael Jordan has signed a deal to come back to NBC Sports and the NBA as a special contributor to the NBA. This was not a deal the NBA did. This was a deal that NBC did. That's something that you guys didn't know as well. This was not a move Adam Silver wanted to do. This was a move NBC wanted to do. NBC says they're going to fix all the screw-ups that the National Basketball Association has done. Adam Silver will not be making these decisions when it comes to marketing of the team anymore. Now, NBC will be dealing with that. And I told you the lady who was in charge has already started. During the Olympics is when she started the marketing campaign. So the marketing campaign started then. So they've already have put boots to the ground to get this thing started early for the rollout. Oh, it's going to be a lot different next year, buddy. And they seem to be rolling things backwards instead of forwards. And that's what NBC wants to do. Now, by Michael Jordan being the face of this thing, once again, they're using Michael Jordan to sell the NBA. They're basically saying, you guys have done a disservice to your own league by catering to somebody you shouldn't have been catering and building a team around, or building your league around. He's leading you to wins. People are not happy, they're not watching the games, he's not aesthetically pleasing, and you're basically catering to a guy who's 42, holding the league hostage, and making moments that no one cares about. Nobody cares about seeing him and Bronny on the floor. You know, it's just his fans. And believe me, he got more detractors than he got people that subtract. With Jordan, it's his game. You know, no one would say Michael Jordan can't play basketball, but he's not good at it. You're never gonna hear that. You're never gonna hear it. Michael Jordan took shortcuts. You're never gonna hear that. And I'm not a Jordan fan, but you're never gonna hear that kind of talk out of us, because we all know that. We all know that isn't the case.
For over a decade, Human has teamed with doctors to deliver clinically researched healthy blood pressure support to millions of
Okay, so Michael Jordan is on his way back to, what was it, NBC? Yeah, okay. They're sick of Labori James. Old ass. So, my remote should be here tomorrow. What else? Carmelo Anthony. They freed Carmelo Anthony, the Justice Warrior. The great Carmelo Anthony. The great Carmelo Anthony. The Denver Broncos. Added three players that I like from, let me see something. I might as well go right here while I'm here. Interesting guys. RJ Harvey. Pat Bryant. And Pat Bryant is a wide receiver. RJ Harvey is a running back. And
Deshaun Davis. We always used to. The love from bowling came from my mother, Deshaun Davis. We all used to.
Yeah. I just don't want to mess the young man's name up. I don't know if I got into the draft the other month, and I'm not going to get too into it this month. But the Denver Broncos passed up on Mario Hampton. Mario Hampton, they didn't draft Mario Hampton, which is who I wanted from North Carolina. And we ain't gonna play them games, y'all, with these goddamn commercials.
falling with. Say, rap ain't finna get my ass a scholarship.
Jahdae Barron was taken in the first round. The second round was Jahdae Barron. He's a cornerback from Texas. Took him in the first round instead of Mario Hampton. They had all the running backs. Only running back was off the board when they came up was Ashton Jeanty, who the Raiders took. And they took the cornerback out of Texas, and they said that was a good move. Now we got more depth than we needed at that position. Then they came back and took R.J. Henry, the running back, Harvey. Then the third one, like I said, the third was the running back. And then they took Pat Bryant from from Illinois. And they said in the rookie minicamp, Jahdae look good. Henry look good. They said Henry look real good. Explosive, catching the ball. They believe he might be Bucky Irvin, who played for Oregon, who came out last year in the fourth round. That was Bo Nix running back at Oregon. He's Bucky Irvin type. He is a Bucky Irvin type. Short, compact, fast, explosive. And they said in the mini training camp, he looked impressive. OTAs starting in about 2 weeks. Actually, like a week from this week. So next week, when the veterans gonna come in with them, but R.J. Harvey is more than likely our running back one. He's an Ashton Jeanty type of player. They're very similar, actually. You know, I would say looking at him when I first saw him. When they drafted him, I said, first thing came to mind when I saw him, he's a little faster than Ashton Jeanty. They said, Jeanty's a little heavier. I think they said a few pounds heavier. But they're around the same height, same weight. He's a little faster. Ashton's a little heavier. But for the most part, he's like a generic version of Ashton Jeanty. So that was you know, the first thing I noticed when I saw him. So that's going to be running back one. Pat Bryant, a lot of people are saying it's going to take that wide receiver two spot. So it's probably going to end up being Sutton one, Pat Bryant two, and I would have to say if I had to guess the number three, I want to say Mims. Now, I would leave Mims, Vele, and Franklin for the third wide receiver. Don't count out, you say Mims and Vele, yes, but don't count out Troy Franklin for that third wide receiver. I think if Brian can settle into the number two, Sutton's the one, and Brian can settle in as a solid number two. We then can get Franklin Mims or Vele, one of them to be that three. The defense, whoa, they went out and stacked it up. Our defense with two former 49ers on the during the free agency, you know, with us getting a safety and a linebacker, which is, hold on, Dre Greenlaw, Dre Greenlaw, and I ain't even gonna say the Hawaiian guy name, Talalaga. I don't know. I'm gonna leave that alone. I leave those type of names alone because. If you really know what you're doing, you shouldn't pronounce them because you're going to butcher them. Yes, I was watching Den of Thieves 2, real good movie. And then, like I said, I watched Day Shift, which is about Jamie Foxx being a vampire slayer, basically. A vampire hunter. Megan Good was his wife. Snoop Dogg was his friend. It was funny. It was funny. That's fucking the vampires up. I was following the young lady. She ain't never on that I told you left. And yeah. You know, this week be 10 weeks she been gone. Yeah. Yeah. She ain't never home, man. She ain't never home, bro. Miss her to death, man. So, let's see. Miss you, man. Yep. You know, it's messed up. Next week is Memorial Weekend, so we get a third day off. And you know, you can't get me up out of the house. I come in, so you know, gotta go run some errands. You know, grab some food for me and my mother. Life is short, man, and just things that come up, and all you can do is put your head up and wish for the best, and wish that someday down the line, that thing that's bad, you know, when you get through it, it helped you better, it bettered you, and you just never know what curves life gonna throw you, and just, we all been going through some things, man, and so, what Ice Cube say. What Ice Cube say on the Dead Homies. Life ain't shit to fool with. Yeah. Yeah. Life keeps life, and you gotta go with the curveballs that it throw you. So yeah. So I don't know. You never know what tomorrow may bring, and like I say, 9 weeks, man. Bro, I tell you, I tell you, man. I tell you. Hopefully when you get through going through it, you become the better. You be the better for it. Why the hell does this say the Supremes LW? What the hell? So it's two Supremes? Stop in the name of love. You get rid of that. Because I'm pretty sure I got that somewhere else. Ain't that crazy? Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. But we gotta keep keeping on. All right, little mama. Let me see something. Wonder where you at, what you been doing, little mama. Yeah. Miss you, man. So I say this in closing. 10:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 18, 2025. Shannon Sharp is being accused, is being extorted for money. He didn't rape none of them nasty, stanky bitches. Carmelo Anthony acted in self-defense and should be acquitted. What else has been in the news? Puff Daddy's being extorted. So, Lil Mama, why you dance so funky? But Lil Mama, let's see something, man. Let's see something. Come on, man. I hate when they do this. I can't stand when they do this bullshit. This motherfucker still ain't moving. Come on, man. Seriously. Cut that dumb shit out. I was off. I said this week would have been 9 weeks. No, you said 10. You said 10. You was right. Yeah, you was right. You was right. This, yeah, Wednesday be the 10th. Yeah, you right. Wednesday would be 10. You were right. It's going to be 10 weeks. So, for you, I play this for you, Lil Mama. I hope you've been doing good the 10 weeks you've been gone. All right, y'all. Flint Town Boy out. Peace. And I am gone.
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away.